This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. Yeah, we're in. So we were talking, Jason and I were talking about the mixer, and there is an indicator light that's called RUDE, R-U-D-E. Solo, S-O-L-O, two different words. And there's a button that says solo, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that does. And I have a feeling that if you push that button on any of the channels on this mixer, I have a Mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, mixer, and if you push that solo button, I believe it lets you dominate, you know, be the dominant presence of all the channels, whichever channel you push that button for. And there's a bunch of channels. Thank you for engineering the broadcast. I'm Vin Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. Never press a button if you don't know what it does. Not these days.
Yeah, you know.
Don't press the button. Don't press the button.
So I figured out what one of our major problems is here on the planet, especially in the United States, and it comes down to one word. More, M-O-R-E. And our system, our capitalist system, is built on more. More sales, more profit, more customers, more products. And, of course, that means more pollution. That means more energy consumption. That means more sprawl. That means more waste. It means more everything. And I think, and even politics, you know, those politicians want more. Whatever they've got, they start out, you know, somewhere near the bottom, and they aspire to more, more, more. They want to be in control of their own kingdom, and they want a bigger kingdom, and bigger, 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 and it never stops. And I was thinking about how does that affect the automobile industry. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because you asked me many times over the years, at what price would I buy a new truck? And I was thinking about new trucks and how they've gotten so big and they're so massive and they're so intimidating when you see them in the rearview mirror. And that's just one more example of more. Higher up, bigger tires. You can hardly check the oil. You can't get into the engine compartment because it's so tall. They're wider than, you know, the parking spaces accommodate. It's just more. And that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, more. Any comments about more?
Well, yeah, there's also more problems, there's more costs. You have to remember, in this land of political correctness we live in, 200 million people can't come up with $1,000 for an emergency. 655 people literally have over $4 trillion of worth. So what they're doing with these experimentations to make the rich get richer and have wealth redistribution go from the little guy to the big guy, they're creating all these phony programs to lower the bars of standards and expectations and insult the work ethic, ability, intelligence of all these different people based on their groups. In other words, degrading and disrespecting the people of the United States, which doesn't empower those people, and it destroys a nation when you reward mediocrity. So when you look at all these new trucks, you look at new anything, you look at these programs like ESG, environmental social government, or EDI, equality, diversity, and inclusion. I've read the backstories. I've read the fine print. I've read the paragraphs beyond the beginning of the articles. And basically what it does, it hides elite crime. And the profits, the more profits go to the people only at the top. And that's why I've spent a lot of time on stock buybacks to show the phony illusion of the economy where the money doesn't go to the people, to expansion, to new products, to new services, to new R&D. It basically goes into the pockets in the form of stock options and cash to the elite in the corporation so they can buy more shares, which goes up in price because there's less outstanding shares. And it creates more debt, more acquisitions, more mergers, and it creates a pyramid where the little guy can't compete in this environment. So when they have these ESGs and EDIs, what you're really getting is the lowering the quality of products and services. You're getting less expertise. More gives you less qualifications. More gives you less proven results. More gives you more safety issues with those products. Less opportunity. Incentives to work are almost non-existent because now jobs are no longer earned. Lower expectations, lower bars of standards. And what it does increase, while it also gives a lot less confidence in the system, that's why government is the only thing really expanding except for a few big corporations because they're printing money. So you have more animosity. You have more infighting, more chaos. See, the word more is a very important word. And yes, we didn't rehearse this, people, before the broadcast this morning. We have basically more divide and conquer strategies, more, you know, oh, it's about race, it's about sexual orientation, it's about your religion, it's about your gender, it's about the gender you identify. So we have more destruction because we don't have more meritocracy. So the institutions in our civilizations are being destroyed. And the psyops behind everything, people think it's about them and their group, their hyphen, their pronoun. It's not even close. It's the psyops that make people justify hate and rationalize this new caste system for the poor middle class. You know, all this talk from the elite, oh, it's the white's fault. Oh, it's the male fault. No, it's not. How many times, Vince, have I mentioned Gates, Bezos, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Zuckerberg? I mean, the list is very long of these elitists, but how come if it's white males' fault, why are all their kids and their connections getting the best jobs through nepotism? Why are they getting millions of dollars of inheritances of money and land and business? The people who are being affected are the poor middle class. So when these elites sell the narrative of, oh, it's the white male's fault. No, they're blaming everything on the poor and middle class white males because they don't have representation. So we're lucky to get like a couple hundred thousand in an inheritance, and these people are gaining millions of dollars. So when you have people in charge who don't work for a living, you know, the Cuomos, the Micah Brzezinski's, the little Chrissy Wallace's, you know, all these people, Anderson Cooper's, you know, all these people who were born on third base, brag about hitting a home run. Basically, all they care about is showing off their wealth and their power that they didn't earn, and they're controlling the whole pyramid going downhill. So we've turned into a pathetically correct, you know, political correctness should be changed to the term pathetically correct joke words, because everything really is a psyop. You know, it's just like one example of small business here where I live in Northwest Montana. I know this person well. I didn't get permission to mention her name or business, so I'm not. But this person told me that they were trying to sell their small business. They had a buyer for 50% down, 50. The local bank would not fund the buyer, would not give a loan to the buyer. So it really is an attack on the little guy. So when the little guy can't compete against the big guy, the products from these big corporations are going to be more compromising, more computerized. You know, they're going to give the guise of all this bells and whistles and technology, but when you have to fix it, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, and what happens? Defaults, bankruptcies, delinquencies. We about that in great detail and specificity over the years. For the little guy, it's not going in the right direction. Vince, your comment on my comment.
Sure,
be careful
sure.
what you ask for.
No, you're right on. You're right on with what you said. So there's a guy by the name of Robert Iger, I-G-E-R. And I'm going to just read what Wikipedia says. Just maybe a sentence or two. This is Wikipedia. These are not my words. Bob Iger, I-G-E-R. Quote, early life, period. Robert Iger was born to a Jewish family in New York City. He is the oldest son of Mimi and Arthur Iger. He was born in Arthur was born in 1926. He's the father of a World War II Navy veteran who served as the executive vice president and general manager of Greenvale Marketing Corporation and was also professor of advertising and public relations. And he played the trumpet, and it goes on. And that's as far as I can read without clicking on the article. So I looked up his salary. Now, this guy was the former CEO of the Walt Disney Company. He's previously served as president of American Broadcasting Corporation, which is ABC Television, from 1994 through 1995, and as the president and chief operating officer of Capital Cities / ABC. All right, and that was acquired by Disney. So he became the executive of the top person in Disney. His compensation at one time, several years ago, was $80 million per year. $80 million. Then in 2018, it kind of fell down to $66 million. And then in 2019, $48 million. Currently, it's $21 million. Now, how does that compare? He makes about 1,000 times more than the typical employee at Disney, 1,000 times more. So how much does the average typical CEO of a corporation in the United States make? About $750,000. Actually, it's $766,000 a year. So if you're at the bottom 10% of compensation as a CEO, that's $408,000 a year. That's if you're at the bottom 10%. Now, if you're at the top 10%, meaning the 90th percentile, you're going to make about $1,000,001 or $1,200,000. It's an enormous amount of compensation compared to the average person who, you know, is having trouble with paying their electric bill. So I just wanted to mention, when you talked about, you know, how many people own most of everything, just those few. There's few people who own most of everything. The compensation is extraordinary. And who determines the compensation? Well, that would be the board of directors. Because the president, CEO, serves at the pleasure of the board of directors. Now, how do you get this to change? Well, you throw out the board of directors. You get rid of all of them. Because typically, the board of directors is elected. Well, elected / selected. And you get to vote for them, and they tell you which ones of these guys you can pick from, and gals. So Moore is a big problem in the United States of America. And Bob Iger and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the rest are the problem. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And class, tomorrow's Wednesday, and Gwyneth will be with us for 2 hours. On Thursday, Kyle had a suggestion, and I was going to talk about tips from the book, and Kyle's joining me. We're going to be talking about tires. And there's a lot you need to know about tires. So we're going to be talking in-depth more about tires and what you need to know when you select them and when you buy them. And you'll probably be worried about the guy next to you and behind you and in front of you as you drive down the highways and byways of the countryside. And also, if you'd like to call us, and if you have a question about preparedness, we will try our best to answer your question. So if you want to talk about solar, if you want to talk about plumbing, heating, electrical, automotive, whatever your questions are about food, whatever, regarding preparedness, that would be tomorrow. I'm sorry, that would be Thursday. And you can call, and we'll pay for the call. And that's, you can call us at 866-582-9933. Okay, that would be on Thursday with Kyle. And we're not taking calls today, so I just want to let you know Rich has a lot to say. And also, Rich mentioned, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, he mentioned that this was not rehearsed. This broadcast is not rehearsed. None of our broadcasts are rehearsed. So Rich and I are just two guys sitting around the kitchen table, and we're talking about some topics. Rich has some research, I have some research, and we comment on each other's statements. And none of it is rehearsed. It's just two guys around the kitchen table. It's just that the kitchen table is over 1,000 miles wide. It's as simple as that. Rich?
Yeah. See, when you give me a question, what do I think about the word more, and you ask me something general like that, I'm going to need some time. But, you know, talking about preparedness, we need to go back to basics, folks. Food, water, shelter, energy. You know, building your own soil, which that's where the nutrients come from. That's where the vitamins come from. That's where the heavy metals should not be. That's where the glyphosate should not be. So you got to think about all this stuff. You got to think about the fluoride, the chlorine in your water, the pharmaceutical drugs, and all the other poisons in your water. You got to think about your own shelter and living below your means and knowing the fine line between needs and wants and trying to minimize, if not get out of debt. You got to think about all the things that land offers. And think about living off-grid. Think about the ill effects from smart meters. I mean, I've mentioned several articles just in the past month where Joe Biden literally gave our keys away to China for our electric grid. I mean, now anything can be hacked. You have a smart meter. Remember Captain John Reagan, and I've plagiarized from him over the years because what he said was very profound, very accurate. And he said that when you hear the word smart, put in the word spy. And that is so true. So if you have a smart meter on your house, not only can you be hacked, they can hear things, I've read articles about ill effects coming from smart meters. It's just, why do you want to put yourself there? I think off-grid properties, when all this is said and done, is going to be worth a lot more. Because that's how they blackmail people. That's how they bribe people. That's how they threaten people. Oh, you take this vaccine, or you take this poison, or you take this, or do that, or say this, or agree with this person, or if you're not pro-pedophilia, you know, hey, we're going to shut off your water. We're going to shut off your power. We're going to poison your food. We're going to you know, we need to think about building skill sets. We need to think about being self-sufficient. And when Vince and I talk about self-sufficiency, you know, we talk often about same things, but often about different things. Like, you could see Vince's neck swelling when he talks about cars. I can see it through the phone lines. I mean, cars to me are so boring, but that's me. See, I'm into nature. I'm into gardening and hunting and fishing and ornithology and dendrology. One of the reasons I bought my property because of all the different species of trees I have. I mean, I'm just looking out my window right now. I have Doug fir, I have Western larch, I have ponderosa pine, I have lodgepole pine, I have a little bit of birch, I have some aspen, I have cottonwood, I have alder, Engelmann spruce. One of the main reasons I bought this property wasn't just for the edible medicinal plants or being on a small river or having a private little valley or, you know, having variety of slopes, northern and southern slopes, for different edible and medicinal plants, but it's all the above. It's nature. This is the way we have to think. We have to relearn those old 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. But the technology is killing us because we don't have a balance between the two. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout on the press.
And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Brent Honeywell discusses his return to the mound this spring training with MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I tried to keep it like it was another day at the yard, honestly. I think I did a pretty good job of that, honestly. It was a different feeling, especially with my family in the seats again. That's a pretty big part. Baseball is a pretty big part of my family line, so you know, I was definitely happy to be out there. I woke up, got to the field, put my stuff on as soon as I got here because that's what I do on start day. I got kind of amped and, you know, getting loose, getting ready to go out to the field. But I just told myself, you know, I gotta control a little bit of emotions right now, you know, not get too high, not too low, you know, just kind of keep it even keeled and go out and do the job that they're asking to do. You know, when the anthem hits, that means it's time to go. You know, it's getting close. Game's getting close. So, you know, after kind of my routine, after the anthem, I throw three or four to get, you know, back ready to go out to the field and then, you know, just take it from there. So I think that was, you know, that was a big deal, you know, to kind of get, you know, some chill bumps, you know, you get, it's the best thing you can do every fifth day. Like, there's nothing better.
Brent talks about his recent start against the Red Sox and breaks down his outing.
I thought myself was decent. I thought my fastball was good. I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't believe it. If I heard this right, I even wrote it down. The sports quote of the day, just in the bottom of the hour news, quote, "I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good," end quote. Really? That, write that down, class, because you may be quizzed on that sometime at your next cocktail party. This Moore thing, Rich, is a big deal. It's way bigger than even I thought it was when I was, you know, initially thinking about it. And I went out and got some tea in the kitchen just a minute ago, and I was thinking about Moore. And here's what came to my mind. many years ago here in Missouri, the electric cooperative offered a rebate. And I believe it was $900 per heat pump. So if you installed a heat pump, an electric heat pump, obviously, that met certain energy efficiency standards, you would get a $900 check in the mail. I believe it was $900. And we got two heat pumps, and, you know, we were building a house, and I wanted high efficiency anyway. So I just sent in the specs, and they sent in the serial number, and they sent us two checks. Now, initially, if you look at that, you might think, well, that's kind of neat that, you know, they want higher efficiency. Yeah, but what do they really want? They want an electric customer that is going to heat and cool their house with electricity. And so if they can get you to, because we could have bought an oil burner, we could have bought a wood stove, we could have bought a gas stove, but they're only offering rebates on electric heat pumps. So what they're looking for is, for $900, could they buy a customer for, let's say, 10 years, if that's the average life of a heat pump? That's one of these hidden agendas in the Moore scenario. And I just wanted to bring that up and get your comments about Moore and hooking us into buying that product. Or something like satellite TV. You can get more channels. And all you have to do is sign up, and, you know, for the first year, it's, what, I forget what the number was. At one time, it was $29.95 per month. But by the time they were done with you, a few years later, it was about $100 per month. So these intro teaser rates are a huge entrapment, a huge lie, a huge charade, or as they would say on one of those television movies, a huge facade, which really is facade. Rich Heben?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to stick to the, you know, the Moore narrative, that's fine. But I'll be honest with you. You look at the more illegal aliens, more crime, less jobs for the American people, more taxes, less vetting, you know, more of things that don't give, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, well, the Democrats or the elite, they're not thinking past, you know, the second move. They are thinking past it. This is the destruction of America. And I've talked about this in detail regarding inflation. When you look at illegal aliens coming in, it has nothing to do with what sexual orientation is, what shade of skin pigmentation someone has, what gender they are or identify as. It has nothing to do with this. It's the fact that people are coming in unvetted for crimes, unvetted for skill sets, unvetted for anything. And the little people, the American people, pay for it. So when you look at inflation, it affects, I remember talking about the inflation chart. I've spent quite a bit of time on it. I haven't talked about it in probably close to a year because I just moved on to other things. But look at education, health care, and car insurance. Okay, education, we all know, is basically social and political indoctrination. But the little people in America are paying for this. We're paying for extra health care when someone can walk into an emergency room visit and doesn't get a bill. We pay for it through cost shifting. We pay for everything through inflation and taxes. Everything. Car insurance, expect that to shoot through the moon. You know, this is why, and you know, regarding the commercial, since you mentioned that, the blackout of the press they mentioned regarding border closure, I probably should mean Canada. You know, here we can't go to Canada, but everybody in the world can come here on the American dime when 200 million people can't come up with $1,000 for an emergency payment. That's called weaponizing the people, okay? But when you look at what's happening with the Border Patrol, they have a gag order now where the Border Patrol people can't speak up. And this is part of the divide and conquer strategy. See, those of you who work at the border, basically, they're throwing you into the category of submissive conformity. You need to speak up, people. You have to put your country first at this point in time. Okay? You can't put yourself and your paycheck and your pronouns and your hyphens and your group ahead of the country. If we do, then there's not going to be anything left. I mean, we have no parental rights for parents in the teachings of school. The powers that be can bombard you with threats and invasion and give your kids gender blocking drugs and reassign their gender. Come on. We need to think about ideas and solutions. I've talked about this for a long time. Every county, every town, let's start a non-invasive ideas and solutions movement, a club, a board, and let's get people together at private venues, give people who have been vetted for their ideas and solutions the microphone so people can speak up. We need to talk about self-sufficiency prepared in schools. We need to talk about practice what you preach laws. We need to expose hypocrisies and double standards. We need to judge people by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and, of course, the pick factor, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage. It's so important because we all have a desire for freedom, for liberty, for justice, for the rule of law, for the Constitution, for pursuing happiness. If we don't defend the Republic, they're going to, you know, reset and throw this authoritarian, totalitarian, communist insurrection at us that will be coming a million miles an hour, and we're all gone. Our life is gone. We're literally spitting on the graves of over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for us. We need to talk about logic and common sense, and this is under intelligence. We need to be judged by standards of qualifications and hard work and proven results. We need to bring back not just, you know, so too many people look at intelligence as what grades you had or what degree you have. That's a very small part of it. We got to have a little street smarts. We got to have a little book smarts. We got to have a lot of planning and foresight smarts. We got to have nature smarts. And the imbalance that I talk about often between nature and technology is way out of whack. And courage, guts, that is so important. There's so many people out there who are literally afraid of telling the truth. They would rather blow smoke up people's butt telling them what they want to hear so they can be liked, and God forbid they're called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. In other words, anti-ismist phobe. We have to go back to what made our country great, because we're going to have everything that is non-legitimate in government and big corporations, and we all know we're there. So to those of you, to those sheriffs who are in America, who have already gotten together and already made it clear that if the federal agents start taking away people's guns, they're going to be arrested. Those are the sheriffs with backbone. Those are the sheriffs who have patriotism, intelligence, and courage, the pick effect. Those sheriffs should get together. I know Missouri has a few of them, too. Should get together and start ideas and solutions, confidence, movements, clubs, boards, self-sufficiency schools, citizen review boards, homeschooling ideas. We need to have public forums. We need to talk about off-grid and gardening and self-sufficiency with specificity. We need to create an alliance with small business and get people together, like my independent pharmacy business, or what we did in the pharmaceutical industry, in the generic pharmaceutical industry in the early 80s, we helped get all these independent pharmacies together so they can go through a wholesaler, buy in bulk, and compete against the chain drug stores. That's just one example. But we need to do this on private venues so we can get people together with confidence. You know, we need to have a commerce club. We need to figure out if the world reserve currency, which is us, the Federal Reserve note, has no more purchasing power, what's our plan B? Is it poor man's gold and silver? We need to talk about this because we all know that the elite have capitalized gains for themselves and feathered their own nest and socialized losses for themselves, the elite, and passed it on to the little guy, which we don't have hedge funds. We don't have golden parachutes. Okay? We're not part of the corrupt cabal. So we need to get together with these ideas and solutions conferences all over America. We need to start a movement that represents the bottom 93%. Because if we don't, we will not have a country. Because every time we ask for something, we get divide and conquer strategies back in all these different forms, like ESG, environment, social government, or EDI, which is equality, diversity, inclusion. And it's only meant to insult the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of other people, to degrade and disrespect them, to not empower them, but destroy a nation through mediocrity and make you submissive along the way. So all the opportunities and the ingenuities and the productivities are gone, and everything looks kosh on paper, but it's all money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive and non-earning purposes, which feathers the nest of the elite. While we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided, they're bringing in robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy to destroy us and create a major depopulation effect. So I think the only way it's going to work is if people stand up, because people are so afraid. They've been so dumbed down. They haven't read. They haven't researched. That's why we're on the air. We need to get people together. The sheriffs who are the backbone of America, especially these sheriffs who are standing up for our Second Amendment rights, people who are standing up for our First Amendment rights. Let's create ideas and solution movements in clubs, on private venues, and talk about all this that I've talked about and much more. Because now work is totally delegitimized. The bars of standards and expectations for a job is so low, it's almost irrelevant. You know, remember, I haven't said that analogy in a long time. I think I said it last week, Vince, the analogy of the high jumper. You know, it's so apropos right now. You know, we're literally being deceived by political correctness and the deception and all its subsets below it, which makes the people being sold out to the highest bidder for their own personal benefit. And all they care about, you know, these so-called lieutenants, is managing the perception of their own self-importance and mostly self-preservation, which is money in the pocket or status. We all have to speak up, and we have to do it together, or else we're all going to be affected in the wrong negative way with deflation, stagflation, and inflation. We got to eliminate official authorities and experts. Create our own common law courts. We need to decentralize and self-govern. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, we, you and I, and some of the instructors and students here at USA Preparers must have had a tremendous advantage. And what I'm trying to describe is we had some teachers in our formidable years. Now, I never met your teachers. You never met mine. I never met Dr. Sheila's, etc. Never met Captain John Reagan's. But they must have been quite outstanding because they were able to give us the foundation and instill in us the desire to learn more and more about more and more. And as I think about that, I was thinking about what I mentioned yesterday on the broadcast with Dr. Norman Shuley. When I was describing working on a 1974 Ford tractor that we have here, we had a problem with it, and I did not have in my memory the way of bleeding the hydraulic pump. Now, on all the other tractors, I know what to do because I read the manuals. But because the manual, a paper manual, you know, like in a binder, but the manual for this 1974 tractor I had to buy online years and years ago as a collection of PDFs. So I could only read them on the screen. And because I read them on the screen, and because this is a CD rather than a book, you know, a manual, it with paper pages, it didn't commit to my memory as well. Now, why am I talking about this? I mentioned this to Dr. Shuley, and he, when we're on the air, he did a little bit of research, and he found out that what I was saying is absolutely correct, that when you read a paper book, your memory, that what you've read sticks in your memory better than if you're reading it on a screen. That being said, if you look at your teachers, my teachers, and the teachers that, you know, the instructors in the class have had in our formidable years, we had a tremendous advantage because we used paper books and we had great teachers. However, today's students don't have paper books. They have electronic books. They read on their smartphones or spy phones, as Captain John Reagan would put it. So now we have a whole couple generations of young people who don't have stuck in their minds the material that they need to know. They don't know how to estimate. They can't estimate. They don't have the facts in their minds. They don't have the recipes of how to do things. They don't know. And they didn't have the kind of teachers that we had. You put all that together, and it's a recipe for failure, in my opinion. And that's, I don't see how we're going to pull out of this. I honestly don't. And you mentioned decentralized and self-govern. I am absolutely all for that. I am a proponent of that. I live that way. Now, if you look at decentralization, that would be our farm. We have cows and they walk around. And where do they poop? Wherever they feel like it. Okay? They're not confined to poop in a specific tight fenced-in area. So that if we have a flood, which we've had, we won't have, or massive downpour, we're not going to have the lagoon break because there's no lagoon. And nobody has to worry about what we've done, that those people who are downstream from us, because we're not going to impact them. The manure is filtered by the grass on our farm, so it stays here. That is decentralization, as I would define it. And then you mentioned 1 million combat soldiers died. Class, if you think Rich is kidding, please watch Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. It is a television series from the 1960s about war and how awful war is, and it's set in France in the latter part of World War II, 1944, let's say. And when you watch this, you will see about what the life of those U.S. combat soldiers was like. It was awful. Absolutely awful. And I recommend it as homework. You need to see it. You'll learn a lot about a lot watching combat. So, we do not want those who have sacrificed their lives to have died in vain. And I don't think any American who enlisted or was drafted for World War II said, listen, I'm going to die for my country. I don't think they wanted to do that. I think they lost life and limb in defense of our way of life. And the way of life that we think that most people should live. But they were not there to support corruption. They weren't. Rich?
Well, absolutely. That's why when I talk about divide and conquer strategies by the hundreds, I prove the facts behind it. I prove how most of it is done to cover up elite crimes. Just like the gag orders on the Border Patrol. You guys should all speak up and wear your American hat and not your Border Patrol big fat pension, big benefit, big paycheck hat. Okay? We're being run by foreign corporations. And when we talk about decentralization, we got to think, plan, and live outside the box, not just talk about it. Now, Vince, when you do a PDF, my question is, can't you download and print that?
I certainly can. I certainly can, and that's the next step. That's the next step. We'll be right back. Yeah.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.